As part of a five-city, two-year national tour, PBS NewsHour hosted a forum today at the Poynter Institute for Interactive Media in St. Petersburg. PBS News anchor Gwen Ifill moderated a panel of local media newsmakers co-hosted by WEDU.
The changing media landscape is an understatement for what we've all been witnessing. Steve Buckley and I used to work together at the Washington Post. When I was talked into coming into broadcast, I remember always thinking if I failed at television, I could always go back to print. Well, print isn't what it was just 10 years ago when I left it. In fact, there are just so many fewer opportunities. And yet I spend a lot of time on college campuses telling young people, you've got to do this, you've got to do this, we need you. So we've got to make the case for why we need them and what we need them to do, which is different than what we asked them to do when I first got into this business.
The panel included WMNF co-founder Rob Lorai, Ellen Angelotti, interactivity director at Poynter, John Schuler, president of Florida Communications Group, which includes WFLA and the Tampa Tribune, and Alexis Muellner, Tampa Bay Business Journal editor. In recent years, many media outlets have closed and more than 5,900 newsroom jobs have been lost. And commercial media has seen a dramatic decoupling of revenue from content as consumers turn to the internet and social media for their daily news. Gwen Ifill.
Here in this area, there were once five major dailies. There are now two. Radio coverage, which used to actually cover local and state news, has now shrunk to almost nothing in terms of news coverage, and local television coverage has shrunk as well. So it raises lots of important questions, which I want to pose to our panel, including what are the stories as a result which are not being told? Who is being ignored in this? What is the future? What is our future if we're depending on online? And what about quality control? Nonprofit models, different profit models, and what is the role for government support?
Yet Paul Tash, publisher of the St. Pete Times, says there is still room for good newspaper journalism.
But I entirely agree that journalism does matter, and it matters still a lot. One of the fun things I get to do is to sit on the board of the Pulitzer Prizes, and yesterday we awarded this year's Pulitzer Prizes. And I'm always struck during that exercise by things we wouldn't know if not for newspapers. This year we wouldn't have known, really, that Toyota Motor Company had serious safety flaws, knew about some of those safety flaws, was concealing them, and was very reluctant to act upon them. That was knowledge revealed by the Los Angeles Times.
The Corporation for Public Broadcasting announced in March an unprecedented partnership with Public Broadcasting System and the National Public Radio to fund seven local journalism centers. The West Central Florida initiative includes six public broadcasting outlets in Florida, including WUSF, WEDU, and WMNF. The centers will be focused on creating multimedia content related to healthcare issues in Central Florida. The goal is to create a platform for community discussion through generating new content and events, including online. The partner organizations will hire eight people, including five reporters. WMNF co-founder Rob Lorai.
Well, the idea is that we're seeing fewer and fewer local reporters, especially at newspapers and television stations, and so this is a way to beef up health reporting. And it's not just about healthcare reform, it's about health and all the issues related to health, which is a big topic. We've got an aging population. The population of the U.S. gets older and older. And what this is it's money from CPB to hire a reporter at each one of these stations, at WUSF, at WEDU, at WMNF, and then three other stations around the state to beef up specifically their healthcare, their health reporting, and then also to hire an editor and to do some online work. And CPB is investing this money to see if it has any impact on people's understanding of health issues.
Corporation for Public Broadcasting board member Elizabeth Sambler looks forward to engaging the news-consuming community with the local journalism initiative.
I am so proud of CPB for recognizing the need to expand local coverage, particularly in light of this changing media landscape. And the grants were national to all over the country, to regions that could come together, collaborate, and work on broadcasting, on radio, television, to be there for the citizens of our communities and meet their local journalism needs. So to see stations like WSF, WEDU, the broadcasting station in Orlando come together, the TV stations, and then the radio stations for USF and MNF to be partnering. It's phenomenal. It's great for our citizens, and it's the kind of work that CPB wants to do in the local communities to enhance public broadcasting.
Rob Lori feels the local journalism initiative can help public media fill the reporting void left by the layoffs at commercial media stations.
If we use the money wisely, if we get a good reporter, if we assign good stories, and if the story, this reporter and these reporters come up with great stories at all these places, PBS, NPR, and community radio could become the place where people come to listen for the very best health information.
The Spotlight City series wraps up its Florida visit with an hour-long town hall meeting airing on WEDU-TV Friday, April the 16th at 9:30 p.m. PBS NewsHour senior correspondent Judy Woodruff will moderate a discussion on health care, the economy, unemployment, and other issues that affect local citizens. For more information, go to wmnf.org/news. For WMNF, this is Tom Bauer in St. Petersburg.